This is JLPT Bootcamp, the ultimate guide to passing the JLPT in less time with less pain. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the JLPT Bootcamp podcast. Again, I'm your host, Mac. This is the 16th episode, and today just got my results back from the JLPT test back in December. And back in December, I took the N3 test, and I passed, thankfully. And it was good to look at the scores, a little interesting, because the kind of the sections that I thought I did well in, I just did okay in, and it looks like the sections that I thought I did okay in, I did a lot better in. So, for example, I thought listening wasn't going to be so hot because basically it was just kind of hard to focus during the test. Excuse me. And so I thought the listening score would be a little bit lower, but actually, for whatever reason, the listening score was a little bit higher. And I found out that my weak points are reading, and I still would consider listening still kind of a weak point, I think, for an EQ, because I've been taking the practice tests for N2, and the listening's all right, but I'm not confident in it. What I have been doing, I guess, is acing the vocabulary. I aced the vocabulary for N3, and for all the practice tests for N2, I've been doing fairly well with vocabulary. So I think I might start kind of, taking a step back from vocabulary. I guess I've been using Anki too much, which is really good for vocabulary. But in order to prepare for the N2, I'm going to go through a couple steps over the next couple weeks and hopefully walk you through those, trying to move towards total immersion. And I've been studying for the NQ for a while, and I think recently, this last couple months or so, I've really started to immerse myself in the language. I know that sounds kind of funny because people that live outside of Japan, you might think, well, you live in Japan, so how can you not be totally immersed in the language? But it's very easy, especially as an English teacher, to not encounter that much Japanese during the day. All the classes, my entire job is all in English. My boss talks to me in English. My students all talk to me in English. So at the school, we're forbidden to use any Japanese, really. I mean, it's not forbidden, but it just doesn't really look good because, students are there to learn English. They're not there to speak Japanese with you. So you try to speak as much English as possible. And so I think it's very easy as an English teacher, if you are interested in coming here, to get lazy and to just get by with kind of what I want to say, like traveler's Japanese, just enough to book a hotel or book a restaurant or order from a menu or whatnot. It's very easy to just stop there and say, well, that suffices, so I don't really need to learn that much more. And believe it or not, a lot of what I would call lifers here in Japan, some of them don't speak any Japanese at all. People that have been here for some of them maybe 10, 20 years, they can hardly order at a restaurant. And that kind of surprises some people, but it's true. I run into people like that every day that have been here, spent years here, and don't learn the language at all. So definitely don't want to be one of those people. I want to make use of the opportunity and, of course, try to pass the ultimate test, N1, in the future. So over the over this next month or so, next 21 days, I'm going to try to set the habit of totally immersing myself. And I'm guilty, as I think most people are, that, you know, on my iPod, for example, I've got it full of English songs, and all my podcasts are in English, and I just listen to Japanese Pod 101. That's like my only exposure to Japanese on my iPod, so I want to flush that out and slowly, I'm too afraid to go cold turkey. I don't think I can do that quite yet, but slowly turn it over to more music, more Japanese music and not English music, and move more towards some Japanese podcasts, which I'll go over in the next podcast, because right now I'm listening to a few, and as anybody that has listened to podcasts before, you'll know that there's some that are really good, and there's some that are pretty bad, that aren't really worth your time. And so hopefully by the next episode of the JLPT Bootcamp podcast, I'll have spent some time with some of those podcasts, and I could recommend some shows to you. And I'm going to try to watch some more Japanese TV shows. Right now, I'm hopelessly addicted to The Simpsons, unfortunately. And I'd like to kind of remove that out of my life and try to move more towards some dramas that are currently going on, or just watching some movies or whatnot. And I've also moved towards doing more reading in Japanese. Just went to Book Off, which is a really popular recycle bookstore here in Japan. If you're not familiar with it, I'd highly recommend trying to find a one around in your area, because they have a huge amount of books, and they're very cheap, usually somewhere around a third of the price of if you were to buy from, you know, new from the bookstore. So you can usually find some good deals. Sometimes the selection is a little weird, a little wonky, but you can, if you are willing to spend a little bit of time, you can usually find something that interests you. So you should check that out if you are in Japan. And so I bought two books. I bought actually a book about how to study in Japanese, so that's very useful, and a business book that's called The Secret. Maybe if I don't know, it's pretty popular, I guess, in the States, in worldwide, and it made its way to Japan. So I'm going to read the Japanese translation of that. It's a pretty simple book, actually, very colorful and just full of little stories. So I think that'll be really easy to read on the train. So looking forward to that. And over the next couple of weeks, I'll give you kind of some insights into that, what worked, what didn't work. So stay tuned and be listening for that. And in the meantime, I'd like to know, how do you immerse yourself in the language? How, if you live outside of Japan, how are you getting that exposure as much as possible? What are some sources of some, for example, TV shows or reading material that you've found that are useful? And are you making use of every opportunity to absorb the language? So, for example, for me, you know, I've lived here in Japan for 7 years, and most people would think by that time you should have become completely fluent in the language, but I never really made use of every opportunity to absorb the language. So now in this last couple of months, I've looked for every single possible moment. You know, when can I get a little bit more of exposure to Japanese, even if it's something simple, even if it's something that I've seen before, just touching base with it and making sure that it's constantly in my life. So Are you making use of every opportunity to absorb the language? I'd like to know. Please stop by the website at jlbtbootcamp.com and leave me a comment. So I'll talk to you next week. Until then, have a good week. Happy studying. To claim your free 21-page ebook on the 5 biggest mistakes people make on the JLPT, as well as more tips and tricks to help you pass the Japanese language proficiency test, come visit me at jlptbootcamp.com.